The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Right hand and right toe. Anointing the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot. In Leviticus chapter 8, our concentration starts from verse 22 to 24, but I'll read the top. Leviticus 8:22 says, "And he brought the other ram," which suggests that there have been a first ram, "the ram of consecration." The other ram was the ram for the sin offering. The ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram and slew it, and Moses took of the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of his right foot. Verse 24. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of the right ear and upon the thumbs of the right hands and upon the great toes of the right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. Leviticus chapter 8 has to do with the consecration of the priest into office, as Moses was directed by God to do. So Leviticus 8 has to do with the consecration of the priest into office. And the people who were consecrated in this particular regard were Aaron and his sons. We are still in Leviticus 8, but let me just highlight Leviticus 14. Leviticus 14 has to do with the consecration of the leper. When a leper was determined to have contracted leprosy and he was separated from the rest of the congregation, there was a period where he was observed, and when it was seen that the symptoms of leprosy had receded, they brought these lepers out and went through a special ceremony of consecration so that they would be approved of having been healed and therefore restored into the community. You will find that there are similarities between some of the procedure of the consecration of the priests and then the consecration of the leper for restoration. So while we are still in Leviticus 8, let's go to verse 1. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments and the anointing oil and the bullock for sin offering." So that bullock was for sin offering, to cleanse their sin, to take away the iniquities, "and two rams and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord had commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said unto the congregation, This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water." The washing of Aaron and his sons symbolized cleansing. Later on, the blood that will be collected from the animals slain will be applied to these priests who were being put into office. The application of the blood was for consecration. So let me repeat myself. The washing by water was for cleansing, to make them pure. But the application of the blood to their right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot was for consecration. We said consecration means to be separated unto God. Consecration means to be set aside for the purpose and the service of God. So there's a difference between being just cleansed and being set aside for the purpose of God. I hope I'm understood. So let's get back to verse 7. And he put upon him the coat and girded him with the girdle and clothed him with the robe and put the ephod upon him, and he girded him with a curious girdle of the ephod and bound it unto him therewith. So simple thing, we are simplifying the scripture. Number one, they were washed with water, they were sanctified. Number two, the priestly garment was put on them. The only difference between the garment of the high priest and the garment of the sons of Aaron was the ephod. It was the Urim and Thummim by which you could determine the voice of God on the breastplate of the high priest. The sons didn't have that one on theirs. Verse 9. And he put the mitre upon his head, that long cap that is worn by some of our priests, is from the Bible. Also upon the mitre, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 10. And Moses took anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all the vessels, both the laver and his foot, and to sanctify them. So even the altar that was to be used was sanctified. And so they sprinkled it upon the altar, Moses did, and the rest of the blood he poured it at the base of the altar to sanctify it, so that the sacrifices that will be put on it will be accepted of the Lord. Can I hear an amen from you? Verse 12. And he poured the anointing oil upon Aaron's head. Now he has begun to anoint them, and anointed him and sanctified him. Verse 13. And Moses brought Aaron's sons and put coats upon them. Now after the sanctification, he was putting on their coats after having dressed their father, and gathered them with girdles and put bonnets upon them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 14. And brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it, and Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it, and made a reconciliation on it. Simple. In this particular chapter of Leviticus 8, the process was like this. First, the anointing oil was applied, and secondly, the blood was applied to the priest. But when we go to Leviticus chapter 14, I'm going to preach from there and focus on there. It is the reverse. Now it is rather the blood first and the anointing oil second. Are you understanding it? Don't be confused. Just follow me. So let's quickly go to Leviticus chapter 14, because some of the things we read here we will find in Leviticus 14. And that will help us a great deal. And that's where I will settle. So I said Leviticus 8 is for the consecration of the priest. Leviticus 14 is for the consecration of the leper that has been determined to have been healed. And he was to be restored into the community. But he must be taken through the process to make him whole. And then he'll be fine. So in Leviticus chapter 14... we can focus on verse 28 and then I'll swing into action. Leviticus chapter 14. Am I in 14? Okay. Just one step, then I'm there. Okay. So Leviticus 14:28 says, "And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot, and upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering." By this time that the anointing oil was used, the blood had already been applied to cleanse them. This is where they had turtle doves. You look at, they had turtle doves that were slain, and one was immersed into running water, and the other was not immersed into the running water. Can I hear an amen from somebody? So let me go on. Now, in looking at chapter 14 of Leviticus, we find that just like God had instructed Moses to consecrate the high priest Aaron and his sons to offer service in the tabernacle, first of all, they were washed in the laver. The laver contained the water for sanctification. So they were sanctified, and afterwards they were dressed, and they were given holy garments to make them pure and accepted in the sight of God. And the high priest wore the Urim and Thummim. It was that element that enabled him to hear the voice of God and to know the will of God. The blood of the ram that was slain, or the blood, if it was the case of the sanctification and consecration of the leper, the blood was collected from the animals that were killed. And the blood was applied, number one, to the tip of the right ear, the right earlobe. Number two, it was applied to the thumb of the right hand. And number three, it was applied to the big toe of the right foot. So three areas where the blood was applied: the ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot. The rest of the anointing oil was sprinkled upon the altar, and the rest were poured on the base of the altar to sanctify it and prepare it to receive the sacrifices that were to be made. So the animal was slain, the blood was collected, and the blood was applied to these areas. And then the animal, certain parts were burnt as a burnt offering unto the Lord. So the application of the water, like I have said, symbolizes sanctification. And the application of the blood symbolizes consecration. There was a reason why God applied it to the right side, right ear, right thumb, and the toe, the big toe of the right foot. There was a reason why God applied it. You would realize that the right hand of God is referred to. So in the Bible, it seems as if the right side symbolizes strength and power. So God is simply saying, but making application of these elements to the right side, I am activating this grace of supernatural strength to come upon the people of God. And tonight I am declaring to you that every weakness in your body shall depart. Because by the time that your right side is anointed in these three areas by the elements of God, the strength and the power of God shall come upon you. Can I hear an amen from somebody? What does the right ear symbolize? The right ear symbolizes right hearing. Right hearing. Jesus says, take heed what you hear. Because if you hear wrongly, you will believe wrongly. If you get the wrong information and take it in, you will act upon the wrong information. In other words, the anointing to the right ear was an anointing to give you the capacity to discern, to distinguish between voices. There are people who suffer what they say schizophrenia, and they have split personality. One personality would do this and the other personality would do that. Sometimes it is dependent on some external voices that they hear, which contradict the voice of God. And tonight I am declaring that such spirit shall not work against your life. Oh, can I hear an amen? Any spirit of deception is arrested. Any lying spirit will not be able to suggest anything to you to believe it. Any spirit that intends to derail you and take you away from the path of God, tonight you are insulated from it. Because the hand of God shall rest upon you. So right hearing will lead to obedience, because obedience has to do with hearing well. Right hearing will enable you follow the word of God, pursue it like it is. So right hearing will give you right perception. Right perception will give you right understanding. And right understanding will result in right believing. And right believing will make you take the right step. Tonight I declare your ear is sanctified. Oh, by the application of the blood and by the application of the oil of God. Can I hear an amen? I said the contradictory voices whispering into your ears today are taking out. The powers of darkness that seek to mislead you will have no power over you. You will hear the voice and discern it and know this is of God or this is not of God. And you will reject that which is not of God because you will not allow it to operate in your life. Fear will not work in your life because you will reject it. Doubt will not work in your life because when you hear it, you will discern it and you will not allow it to function in your life. No demon shall whisper to you that you will die before your time. You will not die before your time. You will only believe the right word, receive the right word, get the right perception, get the right understanding, get the right believing, and get the right increase in your life. Today, may God touch your perception, your ability to perceive the word of God and understand it and interpret it. May God touch your ear. Oh, your ability to believe the right word. May God increase your capacity. Therefore, may your fruitfulness be enhanced because you are hearing the right word. Oh, can I hear an amen? The Bible says you shall be walking and you will hear the voice of God saying, go this way or go that way. May you hear the voice of God. If it's been difficult for you and if you've been struggling, may you clearly hear the voice of God speaking to you very distinctly and giving you guidance about what to do next. If you believe God is touching your ear with the blood of Jesus, can you clap and shout louder? I see the grace of obedience. You will hear well. You will hear well. The voice of the deceiver you will discern. You will not comply with anything that contradicts the word of God. You will not come under the influence and under the power of any negative voice that is not the voice of God. The only voice that you will be open to, which will lead to the oracles of God in your mouth, shall be the Spirit of God. Oh, may you receive divine information, divine understanding, divine discernment, and divine oracles of the word of God. Number two, the right thumb had application of the blood as well as the anointing oil. It was the same for the right ear. So what does the right thumb represent? What does the right hand represent? It means you would touch the right things. Uzzah went to touch what he shouldn't have touched and he died. But you will not touch the wrong thing. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Some people suffer from kleptomania. They pick things which are not theirs, and they take things which are not theirs, and they steal things which are not theirs. I declare, if any such spirit wants to operate in any child in this church, or any child of God in this church, may that spirit be rebuked. I say, may that spirit be rebuked, that you will avoid touching things that don't belong to you. The right hand also symbolizes right vocation and right work. There are some things that even the laws of some countries don't accept. And there are some things that God does not accept as well. So there are some vocations that God frowns upon, and there are other vocations that God is happy with. I want you to know today, God is ushering you into the right vocation. And therefore, you'll be doing the right work and the right job, and you will get the right income. Somebody shout amen. Number three, the right hand symbolizes the right career and the right business. In case you are not on the right path of your career development, may God find a way of bringing you on the right path. May His grace locate you and pick you up and put you on the right path so that you'll be doing what He wants and you'll be blessed thereof. So the right career, may it develop the right business in your life. Number four, the right hand also symbolizes right service. God has called you to play a role in His house. Whatever He has gifted you, whatever He has anointed you to do, I want you to know that it is in that field that you will prosper. Oh, let me hear a better amen. Especially if you are doing a work in the house of God, shout amen, because this is your time of blessing. So the right hand symbolizes the right service. Remember last week we studied about King Uzziah. He went into the wrong service and got leprosy on his forehead because he was a king and should have remained in that track and intruded into priestly office and got leprosy on his forehead. But I declare tonight that you will not be leprous. I said, no leprosy shall be upon your forehead. In case something has happened in the past and a spirit of the kind of leprosy has been released against you, I command it to be destroyed in your life. Let the liberty of God reach you now. Shout amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Number five, the right hand, like I've said before, represents power and strength. Power to you. The Bible says, once have I heard that, and twice has it been said that power belongs to God. But Jesus said that power that I took took from the devil, I have given it back to you. So receive strength and receive supernatural power of the Spirit of God. Shout amen. Number six, anointing the thumb of the right hand represents the fact that in your vocation, whatever you do will turn out well. I say, whatever you touch will turn out well. The thing may have failed, but you'll be successful in it. God will anoint you that when you pick a dream that is shattered, He will help you put it together and put it on course. Can I hear an amen? Your handiwork shall advertise you. It shall be like the lady in the New Testament who was a clothes designer and she died. What was her name? Dorcas. And her handiwork to the kingdom of God advertised her. So the people said, we cannot lose such a person. I want you to know it is your turn for your handiwork to advertise you. May people hear of your name far and wide. May they place orders, make phone calls, and ask for the services that you offer according to the will of God. And may you prosper in that regard. Can I hear an amen from somebody? Right hand symbolizes right hand of fellowship. If you went to a place and you were giving left hand of fellowship, they may not smile to you much. They may not roll a red carpet before you. They may not give you the best treat or perks that you deserve. But I want you to know that when you are given the right hand of fellowship, it means you are embraced, you are accepted, and you are treasured, and you are treated with dignity and honor. And at the end of the day, your price is high. I am declaring to you, may you receive the right hand of fellowship from heaven, and may men offer you the right hand of fellowship according to the will of God. If you are receiving it, let your amen be bigger than what you are saying. Oh, shout amen, shout amen, shout amen. Number three, there was application of the blood to the big toe of the right foot. And there was also the application of the anointing oil to the same big toe. So first of all, these two elements were applied to the ear of the right ear, then the thumb on the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot. What does the right foot represent? The right foot represents your walk with God. May God make your path straight. For His name's sake, may He create the paths of righteousness for you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Today, I declare, may you be led in the paths of righteousness for the sake of the Lord. So, one, the right foot means your walk with God. Number two, it means having straight paths for your feet. Number three, it means being led in the paths of righteousness. Number four, anointing the big toe of the right foot means walking on the narrow path. The Bible says there's the broad way that leads to destruction, but there is the narrow path that leads to eternal life. May God keep all of us always on the narrow path that will please Him and will walk into eternity. The anointing on the big toe represents walking in the will of God. And for me, this is what matters. I will link it to walking in the purpose of God. The purpose of God is a reason for which God created you. And everybody is supposed to recognize the purpose. After seeing that broader picture of the purpose, God wants you to break it down and see His will for you. His will for going to school. Can I hear an amen? His will for training so that you develop some skills. His will for giving you a job and an income. And probably His will for you for starting a business on your own or having multiple streams of income. His will for you where you should buy land. Oh, come on. And build a house. I didn't hear an amen. His will for you where you should pick your next car so that that vehicle does not become a liability unto you. His will for you where you should be worshiping. Can I hear a solid amen? In fact, your next international trip has already been determined by the Lord. And it's been pre-financed by Jehovah because His will is going to happen. We overthrow the will of the devil. Anything that wants to fight you and derail you from the will of God, we oppose it, we resist it, we reject it, we refuse it, we disallow it, and we embrace the will of God. Moses was in the palace, and he knew that for a certain time he needed to grow in the palace to protect his life, to give him the best education, and to give him the best exposure to royalty. But when the time came for him to be on the other side, to lead his people into victory, Moses heard the voice of God. And he took that step and went into the backside of the desert for 40 years where God trained him. Now he came back to Pharaoh's palace and said, God has given me word. He said, let my people go, that they will go and serve me. Tonight, I declare that all that serve in this congregation, whether online or in person, you will discover the fullness of the will of God. The will of God will never elude you. You will hear the voice of God speaking clearly to you from behind. You will hear God saying, come up hither. You will hear God says, don't take this path, but take that other direction. You will hear God say, dedicate yourself to this cause because I have something great for you. Oh, come on, put your hands together. Interestingly, while I was preparing for this message, I was praying. I said, God, let me hear you clearly over the next message. And God was so amazing that His voice was very loud and clear, and He told me what I'll be preaching the next. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Oh, you are not clapping. I said, that grace, an even bigger grace, is falling upon you. You will hear clearly that when somebody proposes to you that is not the will of God, you will easily say no. Anybody who presents himself as if he's the lover boy of the generation and he really loves and akeshi sumomoye mi si lakabo imalekra, you will discern it. You will not allow it. Because God will be directing your path. His purpose will be clear to you. His will be clear to you. Say amen. Say amen. The right foot means walking in obedience. Walking in obedience. Hearing the word of God and carrying it out. So the next one, I'm sure I'm on the ninth one or something. The right anointing, the big toe of the right foot means following hard after the Lord. The Bible says, and Joshua followed hard after the Lord. There are things which will want to dissuade you from following the Lord. There are things which want to discourage you. Some of it will be like Apostle Paul arrested and beaten up together with Silas and thrown into jail for having committed no crime. And sometimes you can come and sit down and say, but why did this happen to me? Why am I struggling? Why have I no food? There are examples in the Bible of men who served God and at a point they had no food because God was testing what was in their heart. But after they had succeeded and they had passed the exam, God made them kings, and the food that was available, they could not eat. Oh, can I hear an amen? So there are things in your path that may want to discourage you. Some of the things may want you to throw your faith away and abandon the pursuit of the will of God and go and follow some other purpose which is not yours. But Joshua followed hard. He kept pressing on. He kept persevering. He kept going ahead until he brought the children of God into the promised land. There was a river to cross. He waited to hear from God. There was a wall of Jericho to knock down. He waited to hear from God. And finally, Joshua and the men went into the land. And there were territories to fight and conquer. And some others were not fighting. But Joshua pressed on. And he followed hard after the Lord. Don't be a backslider. Don't be soon discouraged. Don't be fearful, and don't get to the place where you want to turn back like Israel and go back to the land of bondage. You are in a place where you can only look forward. You may be at the banks of the Red Sea, but God told Moses, tell Israel to go forward. The only way to go is to go forward. If you go back, you will still face the same problems. But one of the things God will do for you is that he will clear that challenge and then lift you above it. And he will not bring you back to face it. After Potiphar's house, Joseph was not called back to write the same exams. After the life in prison, Joseph was never called back to write the same exam. He went forward. And when he looked back, those two events were testimonies to him. Today, I declare that what has become like a stubborn situation, a difficult moment, a challenging thing, the nagging problem that you have not been able to solve, I see the power of God solving it for you. I want you to shout like Joshua and the people shouted at the walls of Jericho. And I want you to clap hard because God is solving it once and for all. God is granting you victory over your enemies. It is now time to experience the anointings. And I'm going to go over the anointing because Jesus died and shed his blood for us. On Calvary's cross, he shed the blood. And he shed the blood once and for all time. So the Bible says that this blood, when applied to you, will purify and sanctify you. On that basis, by faith, I declare that your right ear has the application of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I thought the people on my right side, their amen will be bigger than the one on the left, because it's the application of the power of the blood. That power can redeem you from insanity. It can redeem you from split personality. It can redeem you from a confused mind. It can redeem you from fear. It can redeem you from a life of doubt. And it can bless you. Say amen. Say amen. So if you know you are receiving the application of the blood of Jesus now, confirm it by a shout to God and a clap offering to the Most High God. Yababandirivikaya Bresh Telerevekia. Ayemi Angmoto Yobro Selerevakaya. Ayamamatia me hold your right ear and declare after me, I receive the application. Oh, say it aloud. I receive the application of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that has power. The blood that cleanses. The blood that purifies. And the blood that will open my ears, my understanding, my perception, and the blood that will allow me to hear the voice of God and hear it clearly and be guided by the Lord. I declare my ears are open to the Spirit of God. My ears are attuned to the Spirit of God, and I will respond to no other voice. No contradictory voice except the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, I will be walking and I will hear from behind me the voice of God directing me, even in traffic, directing me in the marketplace, directing me in my neighborhood, directing me in the house, and directing me even when to buy an air ticket and to travel. May God guide you where to. Oh, Masuka taka 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 ta. Receive cleansing over your right ear. Shout amen. Put your hands together. Oh, I say shout amen, somebody. Are you in the house of God? And I'm declaring that your thumb shall receive the application of the blood. May the thumb of your right hand receive the application of the blood of Jesus Christ. That you will touch right. That you'll be in the right vocation. That you will have the right service. That you will have the right job. That you will have the right incomes. Oh, is somebody hearing me? May God upgrade your income because he's blessing the works of your hands. Whatever you touch will turn out well. Whatever you touch will turn out successfully. In the name of Jesus, may the people you work with be pleased with the works of your hands. May they say when you are in office and you touch something, it covers all of us. Shout amen to God's glory. When you cook and people taste it, may they say that, where is this food from? They served the wine at the wedding and the wine got finished. And Jesus, in quotes, cooked another wine. Then they said, where from this wine? May they ask where your food has come from, where your services have come from. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, shout amen, shout amen, shout. Are you really shouting amen to God's glory? Are you shouting amen to God's glory? So we are applying the oil to the big toe of the right foot. And we are saying by this application, our walk with God is secured. In the paths of righteousness shall he lead us. Oh, say amen. In the purpose of God alone shall he lead us. In the will of God shall he lead us. Our lifestyle will conform to what God is doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody. His lamp, his word shall be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May you never walk in darkness. May you not stumble and fall, but may the Lord be your stay. May the Lord establish you. Oh, I like this scripture. He said, when the sons of Jacob were being blessed, one of the blessings that was given to Asher is that Asher shall have royal dainties. Now, dainties refers to good things. Specialized thing. You see, you may eat your own food in the corner at home. It may not be the best. But when a whole array of buffet is placed before you, then you are having the dainties. I didn't hear an amen. It is symbolic of the prosperity that Asher will have. Now, the next blessing to Asher says, Asher, you would dip your foot in oil. Tonight, your ear will be anointed. Right ear, your right thumb on the right hand will be anointed. Your toe, the big toe on your right foot will be anointed. Then you will anoint your feet like Asher. You are dipping your feet in oil. I don't like what you are saying. I say, I don't like what you are doing. You will dip your feet in oil. It symbolizes prosperity. Some of you will actually deal in oil. You become oil magnates. And some of you will be anointed with the oil of God, in the power of God, with diverse signs and miracles, because the oil of God is present. Shout amen. If I haven't given you a vow, please come and pick one quickly. Last week, did I not give you? You didn't come last week. Hey, I'm coming. So pick it up for me. There's one in the carrier bag. You can tear it. Thank you very much. So all of you, where were you? Some of you have received 3 and 4. I'll give you one. I'm not giving 2. He will come. Where is he? He's on the way. He's on the way. When he comes, he should come and get this from me. Madam, last week, in Habu Iko. In Habu Iko. In Habu. In Bayo. Oh. Me no care go she wawolo. In no etago. To whom? Okay. The Bible says, you can take it. The Bible says, Naomi told whom? Ruth, anoint thyself. I declare that every natural property of this oil acquires supernatural nature. The Spirit of God identifies with it. The anointing of God identifies with it. And as we apply it in accordance with Scripture and the purpose of God, may the grace of the power of God be activated, that it will be functional according to the purpose and will of God for which we use it. I want you to apply, open it, and apply, dip your finger into it. The Bible says, in one of the cases, Moses poured the oil into his left palm and dipped his finger into it and applied it to Aaron and his sons. Anoint your right ear. Oh, you may please rise and start praying. Don't joke. Number 2, to anoint your right thumb, dip your right thumb in it. Anoint your right thumb. And number 3, you will anoint your right toe. You have to take your foot off and anoint the big toe on your right foot. Oh, masikataya kataya. Do you have some of the oil? You left yours. Please give her one. Now, Asher dipped his feet in oil. So let some go under your feet, round the whole right foot. Masuka taya. Limutu matua ta 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 ta. Anoint the tip of the right ear. Imbono oil. Shandarabasiste ketaya. Biano saya kataka taka 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 taka. Oh, mashundarabakia. Please rise to your feet and start praying that the grace of God will fall and identify with the oil on your right ear. The grace of God will fall and identify with the oil on your right, the thumb of your right hand, and will also identify with the great toe of your right foot, that your feet are immersed in the oil of God like Asher. May you hear rightly, may you understand rightly, may you perceive rightly. Hey, may you believe rightly, may you hear rightly and flow in the oracles of God. Aisha, may your hand be so blessed and skilled like those who assisted Moses in craftsmanship, in molding the things that were for the tabernacle. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, may your toe, the big toe of your right foot, be anointed, that your walk with God will considerably improve, that your lifestyle will be pleasing to God, that you will walk into the will of God in the paths of righteousness, that you will walk into the purpose of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, this consecration is separating you. Oh, just like it separated Aaron and his children. Let this anointing separate you. Let the blood separate you for the purpose of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Business contracts that have eluded you, receive them. Job opportunities which have eluded you, receive them. Financial breakthroughs which have eluded you, receive them. Hey, academic success that you must receive. This is your time. Academic honor, receive social honor, receive royal honor. The royal dentist like Asha. Immune nutandika ya bras telere babundi nibikia. Ayebi aso kataya breke bezua kataya. Oh, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Mikundi ni mituantataya. Ya bia sole nibikia ta 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 ta. Ya bia toto robros teke tu kataya. Ayemiang moto ya bro. Ibangongatunda kandrangatunda taya bresteketaya. Ayibia kona salarava tuta tatata. Lobo puma puaka taya bra. Ayemi asunda rabashe. Ayemi atata ta 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 ta. Oh, may this anointing dissolve doubts in your life. May this anointing dissolve fears and anxiety. May this anointing dissolve deception and lying spirits. You will never respond to her. Yima tunda rabashaya. Ayelele kata 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 kata. Lua tapu 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 tata. Risto kantunda rabashaka taya. Yabia selere babanda rabashaya. Ashile rebekia, ashile rebekia, ashile rebekia, ashile rebekia, ashile rebekia. In the examination hall, you will read the right questions and understand them. You will choose the right questions where you have a choice. You will answer them and answer them rightly. You will excel in the name of Jesus in that interview, appointment interview, promotional interview. The Lord will guide your mouth. He will give you his oracles. You will speak his oracles in the name of Jesus Christ. You will speak the wisdom of God. You will speak the understandings of God. Doors will open because God will guide your lips. Imian to tata tua tata. Ayibi asule rebekia sa. Yamamandi rebekia sta. Lubaba tua tata 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 tata. Likatu
Hey, there are some miracles and blessings which must happen for you before the end of the year. May the Lord order your steps aright. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord lead you that you may follow. May you have no shadow of doubt when you are following after the Lord. Oh, like Joshua, may you follow hard after the Lord. May you not be discouraged nor dissuaded out of the purpose of God, but may you walk into your destiny. May you walk into your miracle. May you walk into your healing. May you walk into your restoration. May you walk into your favor. May you walk into your blessings. Those who are called with the prophetic grace in this church, may your ears pop open by the Holy Ghost, that you will hear the voice of God. May your lips be open, your mouth be open, that you will speak the oracles of God. Hey, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach good news. Hey, their feet bring peace. May your feet be beautified. May the Lord beautify your feet. May the Lord beautify your feet. May the Lord beautify your feet. May your feet preach the gospel of peace. Walk to preach the gospel of peace. May God raise more men and women who will bear the word of God in their lives and walk to spread the word and preach the word, because the harvest is ripe. Give us the next message and the next message and the next message and the next message and the next message, and continue to give us messages that we must share, messages that we must preach, messages that we must counsel with, messages that will help our generation and raise the image of our people into Christ Jesus. Give us the messages. Speak for us, oh God. Speak for us. Ayima tunda kaya bras telere bakia. Ayanda raba siya kataya. Yama mandara ba siya kataya. Yama mandara ba siya kataya. Imandara ba siya kataya. Tutataya bras telere bakaya. Ayama mandiri bikia basua kataya. Ayelere bakaya bras telere bakia. Aye kataya bras telere. Rosa telebre.
Hallelujah, mi wofa wudi. Oh, guama odini mujato yeni mi wofa wudi.